moths. Mm-hmm. Now, the things that you get in your wool clothes and those things that eat your wool clothes up, if you aren't careful, you know what they're called?
Moths.
What flies around with the lion's tail by night? It's an insect.
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called by any other name?
No.
Okay, there's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes and other insects. Do you know what it's called?
I've heard that called a snake doctor.
Okay. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Bumblebees, hornets, yellow jackets, whatever.
Can you describe them or tell about the difference maybe between the yellow jacket and the bumblebee?
No.
There's a kind of an insect that builds small paper nests, and they're often on the side of a house. Do you know what this one is called? It also stings.
Wasp.
Do you know of any different kinds of bees?
No.
Okay. There's a kind that builds its nest in the ground, and it swarms all over you. It's named after... Well, do you know what it's called? It's named after a color.
Is it a yellow jacket?
There are some small insects that burrow in your skin and raise growths. Do you know what these are called?
What are they called? I've heard them called chiggers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you ever heard them called by any other name?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know the name of the insects? Some are green and some are brown. And they hop along in the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
I've heard them called hoppergrass.
Okay. Now, mainly about what kind of people are they called hoppergrass?
I only hear them called hoppergrass by... My grandparents, I heard it from my grandfather before he passed, and most of my kinfolk that come from Alabama.
Okay. There's a small fish that's used for bait. You know what it's called?
A small fish used for bait? I would assume just the bait. I'm not sure.
Okay. What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned up?
Oh, spider webs.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called by any other name?
Cobweb.
Mm-hmm. Do you know whether or not there's a difference?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what's the part of a tree that's underneath the ground called?
The roots.
Do you know the kind of tree that's tapped for syrup? You know what that's called?
I don't know. Is it a maple tree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a big group of these trees?
Well, probably a maple tree grove.
Okay. There's a kind of tree with broad leaves which are shed all at one time. And it has bark that peels with little knobs or balls.